Sensations of place and time. Because my family has lived in the Northwest on stolen tribal lands since I was born, I listen to the bending of trees, follow paths of salmon, walk days, short in winter, long in summer. This is not the home of my ancestors. This is not Bohemia or Baden-Baden. It is not the Nebraska plains nor the Kansas prairies. I am not at the place my great-grandparents imagined. But their touches in my hand, their hopes carried in my heart, their steps are known, just as the salmon wiggles a fin and in the sway of a cedar bough. My grandsons living near speak Japanese, the language of their mother's family, celebrate Children's Day, and imagine beyond borders and boundaries. My daughter's child speaks Hindi and Urdu, the language of her father's family, celebrates Eid al-Fitr. Their paths of succession move through hazards in shadows and light. They view the stars across generations who have danced on the same side of the moon. Their ancestors move in their steps, in the twinkle of their eyes, beneath the flight of peregrine falcons, above waters where orcas swim.